Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamah Sadiqa Samin Aleph. We're holding on Sadiqa Samin Aleph, three lines from the top, Amar Rava. So says the Gemara Amar Rava, Ahad Amar Rabban and in Avlim Mitzri, or the Goy, that which Chazal tell us that a Goy does not have a father, we don't view him as having a father, don't assume that just because they're all shot off in Znus, and therefore we can't trust the person who his Goy is. Aval Yediyad Chashina, but had we known that a person's Goy who his father is, let's say he was locked in a room with the mother for the last year, just them two, so then we would say that, oh, that's his father. No, I feel the idea, even if we know for a fact who his father is physically, we still wouldn't consider him a father. And the raya is that we had in the brace on the bottom of Tadizayin and Mubayi's twins, who possibly even came from the same tipa that was then split. So we know for a fact that they're brothers and they share the same father. Yet Bekatani, it says that if they convert and one of them marries without any and dies without any children, so like Chaltz of Lem Yavman, the other one does not perform Chalitz or Yibam with his brother's wife. We don't consider them brothers and the same father. Shmami enough. Kuri Afkur, Rahman Lazare, you see that it's upshot. We just don't know who the father is. Even if we know for a fact they're brothers, the Torah is Mafkur, the Zera of a guy, and therefore they're not considered brothers. And the Makar for that is Dechsev, Basar, Chamayrim, Bisaram, Vizir, Masusim, Zir Masam. Now their Zera is like the Zera of a Sos, who doesn't have any Yuchas. So says the Gemara, now Tashma, going back to the Machlaikas we had previously, Rav Acher Bayakov said that there's no Isser Eishas Ach when it comes to a Ger, two brothers who convert. So there's no Isser of Eishas Ach. If one of them then gets married, the other one can marry her as well, if the first one would divorce her. And Rav Sheshes said that no, there is an Isser of Eishas Ach Midra Abundant. Rav Acher Bayakov said not, because Gershon is Gaikur Katan Shadayla Dami. They're not considered brothers, so there's no problem with Eishas Ach. And Rav Sheshes held that there's still an Isser of Abundant. So Tashma, Dam Rabbi Yaisi Maisi, there's a story with Nifti Magir that Yitaka married his Eishes Achiv Mi'imai. The Chachamim said that it's fine, there's no Eishes by a guy. By a ger, says the Gemara, there's no eishes by a ger. But a ger de kadosh achanam lo itavsi v'kedusha. You're telling me if a ger is mekadosh a woman, so the kedusha is not taifis, there's no eishes. No, that's not what we meant. Ela ema ein iser eishes ach leger. There's no iser eishes ach when it comes to a ger. My lav the nasva akishu ger. Aren't we talking about where you have these two guys who convert, they're brothers, and they convert, and then one of them gets married and he divorces her. Now the other one could go ahead and marry her. He married her though after he was ready a ger. Lo, he says the Gemara, no, and that would be a kashan of sheishes who said that there's an iser for a guy for a ger to marry Eishes Ach. To which the Gemara says, Loi did not like Shoev Kachavim. Here, the reason why it's Mutter Mamish, even Rav Sheshes would agree, is because we're talking about a case where the ger who has this ex-wife, he married this woman when he was a guy. So that's why now after they convert, the other one could go ahead and marry her, because it's not Eishes Ach Bichlal. Now, Maudit, so says the Gemara, wait a second, Kishoev Kachavim, my Lamemer, so what's the Chiddush? Maudetim Ligzer, Kishoev Kachavim, Atu Kishu Ger. I might have thought that we should make a Gzera that you can't marry Eishes Ach even if he only married her as a guy, up to a case where he marries her after he converts. Kamashmon, that we don't make a gzeira. It says the Gemara Tashma, another raya. Dam Rav Yassian, Ben Yassian, Kishalachti, Lekarcha Yam, when I went overseas. Matzasi, Ger Echot, Shnasa, Eishas Achiv. I found a guy, a ger, who Taka married Eishas Achiv, Mi'imai. So Amartu, I said to him, Beni, Mi Hirshacha, who gave you permission? Amarli, he said to me, Hare Yishu, Shiva Banat. What do you mean? Look across the street. See that woman? Those are her seven children. And she was given a heter. All of her children married each other's ex wives. And Al Saf, so that Yashar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva gave the heter. It was on this bench. Rabbi Kiva sat. Va'amar Shnei Dvarim. And he said over two memras. Number one, he said in Yanenu, Ger Naisa Ishes Achim Imai, that there's no Isser Veshes Ach. And Va'amar, he said another thing, not really related to what we're talking about, but he said another thing as well. He darshan, that when the Pasuk says, by Yoina, that Hashem spoke to Yoina. First, he spoke to him when he was telling him to go get the city of Ninveh to do tshuva. And after Yoina ran away and he got swallowed by the fish and got spit up, so it says, Vahidvar Hashem al Yoina Shenis. So Hashem spoke to Yoina a second time, lame we're saying. So Rabbi Kiva Darshan, when he was sitting on this bench, that Shein is Dibra Yimai Shechina, Shlish is Loi Dibra Yimai Shechina. Hashem only spoke to Yain a second time. There was no third Nevua. Now, Ketani Mias, Ger Naisa, Yishas Achim Imai, the point is the first Memra. That Rabbi Kiva said over that a guy is allowed to marry, a Ger is allowed to marry, Yishas Achim Imai, my love, the Nasa Kishu Achiv Kishu Ger. Aren't we talking about where they got married after they already converted? And this is the Kash on Rav Sheshes, which the Gemara says again, same Matar says before, Loi Dinasa Kishu Achiv Kachavim, my Now, we don't make such a gzera. Now, ask the Gemara, this ger was accused of marrying Eish Zachar Mi'imai, and he said, what are you talking about? What's the problem? Rabbi Akiva gave a heter. Is he believed to say that? That when Talmud Chacham says over a chiddush, if he says it before a ma'isa shayyeh comes up, so then shaymulay we believe him. But if he only says it after the ma'isa shayyeh, like in this case where the ger was already with an eishes achiv me'imai, and then he says over but Rabbi Kiva's matarit, so then we don't believe him. So how can we believe this ger? Says the Gemara, three terutzim. Terutz number one, Yibayis Eimah Meiru Ubahaya. He did say it earlier, even before he married Yishas Achim Yimai. Number two, Yibayis Eimah Mishav Nikamar Yishav Hashem Baneo. He brought a raya. He has a Maisa Rav, that there's a woman right there, so he's obviously telling the truth. And number three, Yibayis Eimah Shani Yachad Nikamar Maisa Achrina Bahada. When he said over the Maisa, he didn't just say over that, oh, Rabbi Kiva has a Memra, and he says that it's motive to marry Yishas Achim Yimai. He says over a whole story, and there were other details in it as well, the other Memras, so since we can believe him about that, so we'll believe about the whole thing. Now says the Gemara, just to focus on that second memram, Rabbi Kiva dares from the pasuk that Hashem only spoke to Yoina a second time, but not a third. Ask the Gemara, "Vaksiv hu heishav as gavul yisom levoy chamas imad yavoy ad yama arava." Kedvar Hashem shadiver biad avda Yoina ben Amitai anavi. It says that it's talking about Yerava ben Yayash, that he returned Klal Yisrael to levoy cham from levoy chamas ad yama arava, as Hashem had spoken, Biyarav the Yoina ben Amitai Yanavi. So it sounds like there was a third of Vurti Yoina. Which the Gemara says to Terutzim. That's number one, Amar Ravina al Iskein Ninveh Kamar. In a Chanami, there was a third Nevuah. When we said only two and not three, we meant regarding Ninveh. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, a second Terutz, that no, it could be there was no third Nevuah Bechlau. What is about the Pasuk? It says it Kedvar Hashem, like to Yoina. Amar, he explained that Hachik Amar, this is what the Pasuk means to say. That this happened, Kedvar Hashem, which is Dibur Biat Avdei referring to Yoina. That Keshem Shenepach Ninveh Miral Toiva, just like things went with regards to Ninveh, as Hashem had spoken to Yoina, it went from bad to good. So it was similar, but not that this actually happened as a Dvar Hashem to Yoina.